There are many sad things. Like a child drowning in a vat of molasses.
How would a child end up in a vat of molasses?
Or if you were to lose the phone number of someone you find intriguing.
I'm sure it's in the laundry.
Or a phone that keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and no one will answer. Sad like a zero on the LED display of your answering machine.
That's a very melancholy number.
Sad like a photograph of your grandfather at the age of 27. But I believe, and I believe strongly,
he's trying to make a point.
There is nothing sadder than a frog plucking a banjo. That's about as sad as you can be. A frog plucking a banjo. Let us contemplate the sadness of a banjo playing frog. Let us examine the sadness. It's extremely sad.
Banjo is plucked by the frog.
Frog playing a banjo.
Frog plucking a banjo.
Is the frog aware that he is sad?
I believe that he is aware.
Well, I'm not so sure you're correct about that.
Why is that?
I really don't think a frog that plays a banjo is quite so self-aware.
Joe.